As we continue with Life After Sandy, we turn our attention to tax season. It's the time of year when most Americans take stock of earnings, expenses, and losses. Many of the residents who lost homes and property in Sandy are finding this year particularly difficult. Besides losing money and important documents, they're finding they're not getting the kind of tax breaks that victims of other national disasters have received. WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports.
The IRS released a slim document back in 2006 known as Publication 4492. If you missed it, that's because it applied to victims of Hurricanes Katrina, Rita, and Wilma, providing instant tax breaks.
As widespread and as devastating as the impact of Sandy has been, I'm surprised the IRS didn't just copy this from 2006.
Andrew Piasson is an assistant dean at Loyola University Law School in New Orleans. He says Publication 4492 did things like allow victims to claim their casualty losses without any of the usual reductions, and it waived fees for early withdrawal from retirement funds. Victims saved hundreds of thousands of dollars. Piasson has been scratching his head as to why this hasn't been reinstated for Sandy victims.
I think this is the least that the government can do to help people. I mean, all you're doing is allowing tax relief. This is not solving everybody's problems, but it's helping.
The IRS can't change tax laws. That's Congress's job. Katrina hit on August 23rd. 1 month later, Congress passed the Katrina Emergency Tax Relief Act, and President Bush signed it into law. Representatives from New York and New Jersey did introduce a bill just like the one after Katrina, but it expired in December. New Jersey Congressman Bill Pascrell Jr. told WNYC in a statement that the bill will be reintroduced this year, but he doesn't have a timeline yet. And taxes are still due April 15th. And nobody knows it better than CPA Andrea Parnes. She lives in the Rockaways, a stone's throw from the Atlantic in Bell Harbor.
My dining room right now looks like a cross between a cyber cafe, an FBI stakeout, and an internet startup.
Like many of her clients, her home and basement office were flooded by Sandy. Now, she's doing taxes for her 400 clients in the kitchen while her office is renovated downstairs. Papers are piled everywhere and wires dangle from the ceiling. One of the biggest problems of doing taxes after Sandy is tracking down paperwork.
You're dealing with people who have lost their records, their prior year's records, their current year's records. All they care about is getting themselves back on their feet. They may be spending money on repairs and not keeping good records because even though the government thinks it's important, you do what you have to.
The IRS has a podcast online to help folks with this very problem.
Well, first of all, what is the most important thing people should do?
Well, the most important thing that you need to do is create a backup set of records in electronic format, and you want to keep them in a safe place away from the original documents.
Well, that might not provide much relief for folks now. Parnes, however, kept her records in the cloud. Now, she's helping her clients calculate their casualty losses. She's asking them to remember painful details.
It's all very upsetting. So people are reliving their experience. Sometimes they cry. Sometimes you ask them about insurance reimbursement and they're not getting it. They get angry. They get frustrated.
She says tax breaks would really go a long way.
We really do need that relief. People are pulling for us, but there's a lot of pushback from the other states where they don't feel that we really need it.
In the meantime, she plans to file extensions for all of her clients. An IRS spokeswoman says this is reasonable and everyone is entitled to do so. While Congressman Pascrell's Sandy Tax Relief Act has yet to return to Congress for a vote, in January, Congress did approve a $50.5 billion Sandy aid package. The IRS says if you receive any of those funds, you won't pay taxes on them. But, unlike after Katrina, without a tax relief act, people will have to deduct that income from their losses. Happy tax season. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.